This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. The U.S. Department of Interior is asking for public comments on a new policy that will allow it to take land into trust for Alaska Native tribes. Alaska Native leaders say the change after years of litigation brings them one step closer to self-determination. KYUK's Daisha Eaton reports.
Trust status for tribal land protects it from taxation and alienation, the taking or sale of land, and gives tribes greater jurisdiction. Reservations are trust lands and are common throughout the lower 48. However, the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971, or ANCSA, transferred title to land to for-profit regional and village corporations, not to tribes. Then a Department of Interior Associate Solicitor issued an opinion in 1978 interpreting ANCSA to mean tribes should not be allowed to put lands into trust. Now the courts say that's going to change due to a lawsuit filed by the villages of Akiachuk, Tuliksak, Chelkisak, and Chilkoot. That's good news, says Moses Peter from Tuliksak, upriver from Bethel.
Hallelujah. It's about time. I've been praying to the Secretary of Interior to put the non-ANCSA lands into trust. It's going to change the public policy.
Under the new rules, tribes could put lands they own into trust, including lands they'd purchased or received through an inheritance from a church, for example, or lands transferred to tribes by Native corporations. Mike Williams, Sr. from Akiak, says the rule change could help correct problems created by ANCSA.
For instance, not managing our own lands as tribes, and our kids that were born after December 18, 1971 are treated differently, and they didn't have anything until I die, and then our hunting and fishing rights were extinguished.
Trust status basically gives tribes control over laws and management of the land, while restricting the power of the state. Proponents of the change hope it will improve public safety. The Indian Law and Order Commission recently recommended the prohibition be removed for that very reason. Supporters say it could also enhance tribes' ability to provide services, promote economic development, and exert regulatory authority in their communities. In short, provide an avenue for more local control. Noah Andrew Sr. from Tuliksak says that's what he wants.
I'd like it to be within the village council itself, not with the federal trust or state involved. Get it back to our traditional government. We do have established ways of doing things within our, and we've exercised them. It has been fought down generation after generation, and we've managed to co-manage things, and that's how we succeed.
Heather Kendall Miller is the attorney with the Native American Rights Fund who argued the original case of Akiachuk versus Salazar on behalf of the four tribes and one individual, which led to the rule change. She's urging people to submit comments telling the Department of the Interior what the rule change would mean to them.
It's important for people to understand that this is an opportunity for them to come forward and to discuss with Assistant Secretary Washburn their unique circumstances and why they believe that given certain those circumstances, they may benefit from having lands taken into trust.
Still, it'll be a long process before land transfers can occur. The Department of Interior is accepting comments on the proposed rule change. Then the agency will develop a process for tribes to apply for trust status. Once an application is made, the department still has the authority to deny the transfer. Albert Kukesh, chairman of the board of Sealaska Corporation in Southeast, says he understands tribes are eager for the change.
I could understand why the tribes are looking at it and saying to all of their corporations that, and saying, let's do something different. How about you let us be the landowners? How about let us be the land operators? Let us be the land caretakers.
Kukesh says his corporation isn't making plans to transfer lands to tribes, but will consider it when the rule change is final. The state of Alaska intervened in the case in 2008, arguing the rule change would diminish its authority to tax tribal lands and to enforce regulations and undermine ANCSA, views the court did not uphold. In a written statement, Ann Nelson, the state's lead attorney on the case, says the state believes the rule change is premature because the state is appealing the district court judgment. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.